But we have a fairly regular feature on the program where we cast away a member of our fair community. And this week, it's the academic principal of Mount Edgecombe High School. Bernie Gourlay is with us. Welcome, Bernie, to the Castaway edition of Ear Bones.
Thank you very much, Ken and Rachel. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's you've been on Raven Radio before. You're pretty comfortable being in the studio in the station. What has brought you up to the station before?
I was part of the drive for the promotion of the station here as public service, and I've always enjoyed it. I was always paired up with some really interesting people, Steve Bradshaw, PJ Slack Ford a couple of times. That's been my experience, and I've enjoyed it. And the year before I went with Rob Woolsey.
That's so, right.
And I've always enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you've always seemed very very comfortable in the air room, but also I just have to say, you always seem real comfortable pretty much wherever I see you. Like, you're enjoying the day, and I think that you share a lot of smiles throughout the day. So I'll on behalf of the whole community, thank you for that, Bernie.
Thank you very much, Ken, and I'll consider that a huge compliment, because that's the way I feel most of the time.
Good. Well, meant to be as such. We're going to have you share 10 songs that we asked you to select. If you were to be stranded on a deserted island for who knows how long, songs that you would want with you. And so we're going to move into that portion of the program where we cast you away. But first, we have to have a bit of a shipwreck to send you off into your island.
Man overboard! Principal overboard!
That last part was a new addition.
Yeah,
the red
foghorn.
Yeah, the foghorn.
or the buoy thing. Yeah.
So, Bernie, you're now cast away, and the first thing you get to choose is what kind of an island you are cast upon. Tropical. Looking at your shirt, did you notice, Rachel?
I did.
We have an island shirt going.
I did.
So I have a guess, but I'll let you go ahead and choose your island.
Oh, I would definitely choose a nice, sandy, warm beach. I think I'd go to the Caribbean somewhere.
Okay.
I spent some time in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, and Nassau, Bahamas, and that's the first place that came to my mind.
All right.
And
all
that's
right.
A beautiful area.
So these songs are kind of with that island or that type of island in mind that you selected.
Yes, they are. That's what I'm all thinking.
Right. Well, we'll get to the music here in just a minute, but let's do an overview of your time in Sitka. What brought you here? When was that?
My family and I came here in 2001 when I took the job as the principal at Blatchley Middle School. It was a wonderful opportunity. We had been in King Salmon, Alaska, in Southwest for 9 years, and it was great there. We absolutely enjoyed it, loved it. And then we had an opportunity to come here, a much bigger place, 8,500 compared to 2,500. And it was important to us that our kids, Donovan, Pearl, and Bell, had some more opportunities, some more things to do. Mm-hmm. I could have stayed there for another 20 years and had a great time, but this was a good place to be. We had a couple of friends here, too. Julie Shum and her family was here,
okay.
and they were good friends with us in King Salmon before, so they sent us pictures, and when the job opportunity came, I came here to interview because I loved the way it looked.
It is it's a beautiful town, and I think many of us have loved the look of Sitka from when we very first saw it. I remember the month that I decided to come to Sitka. National Geographic had a special story on Sitka.
Wow.
And so I opened it up and opened up, and I thought, that's where I'm going. And National Geographic has these 8-page spread on it. So, and look at we get to live in this wonderful place and take care of it. So, well, and then how did your move over to Mount Edgecombe come about?
after 5 years at Blatchley Middle School, and I'll have to tell you, Ken and Rachel, that has been the funnest job I have ever had in my entire life, was principal of Blatchley Middle School. That was so fun. Those kids are so fun. That age, they're so unpredictable, yet predictable at the same time. So, you know, I've enjoyed everywhere I've worked, but that one has been the most fun. And working with Sitka School District, you know, gosh, I just hope that the people in this community realize what a wonderful and strong school district this is, because it is one of the strongest in the state, no question about it. So working with my colleagues there, Bill Hutton and John Holst and Steve Bradshaw, Cindy, I can't think of her last name right now. But anyway, we had a great team. So anyway, after 5 years at Blatchley Middle School, it just so happened that the principal at Mount Edgecombe High School was going to be leaving. And she just came by and said, hey, you know, I just thought I'd let you know. I think you'd be a good fit for the school. And, you know, just thought I'd let you know. And I went and I thought, yeah, that would be great. That'd be super. So once again, I felt that I was very lucky, and I still feel very, very lucky today to be in that position at Mount Edgecombe High School. It's a wonderful school. Mm-hmm. I really feel lucky.
Well, it sure is, and we might touch on a few other things about Mount Edgecombe while we have you here. Did you teach back in your career?
Yes, and that you know, I named Blatchley as the funnest, but the best job I ever had was teaching. I love to teach. I taught for 10 years. I'm a social studies teacher. I taught middle school for 6 and high school for 4. No better feeling than being in a classroom and having that interaction with your students every day. I absolutely love that. And I hope to grow up to be a teacher again someday.
That's great to hear. Well, everybody, all of your students will hopefully learn that they're able to listen to you and your songs, because we're going to post the show on the website. It'll be there forever, and we're going to list the songs. And about halfway through, we're going to share a dessert recipe that you brought. You actually brought the dessert in. We'll talk a little more about that later.
Yes.
We're happy.
Yes, we are.
So what it's time to do is maybe to ask you a little bit about your first song. You've got a list of 10 songs here. And the first one is the Rolling Stones tune. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about why you chose this to be your song. And you presented these to me in a list. Are these in the order that you wanted them to be played? Is
this... Yeah, that'd be fine. That'd be just perfect. Yeah, how can you go wrong with a Rolling Stones tune? I mean, just I could have picked a number of any of those, and I'd have been just as happy with it. But I like this one a lot. It's just got a great attitude to it, and I like some of the lyrics an individual just speaking his mind, and that's Mick Jagger, and I just absolutely this has always been one of my favorite songs from the Rolling Stones, and then to top that off, it was in a movie, The Big Chill. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh yeah,
remember?
Yeah,
Behringer, Tom Behringer was in it.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
John Hurt, that group, Jeff. Bloomberg?
Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Yeah.
Goldblum.
Yeah. Goldblum.
Oh, yes.
And that was one of the lead songs in that. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's just perfect. It's the perfect cruising song, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, definitely. There's a trivia question about that movie.
Oh, really?
There was another actor that was in that movie that is fairly well known, and he played, it's a hint, it's a he, mm-hmm. played the person that passed away.
Yes.
That brought them all together.
Yes.
And was in the coffin. And they shot footage of that person, but they actually never used the footage.
Right.
And you only see the person's feet, I think.
Right.
And
I think,
so do you know who that actor is?
I think I remember reading something about it. I think that was Kevin Bacon. Am I right?
Halfway right. Kevin. Kevin, but not
Costner.
Yes.
Kevin Costner. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And with that. Oh.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You just might find you get what you need. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy. Yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was dead. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. Just might find. You get what you need. Oh, yeah. Woo!
Fogarty in a song called Centerfield, the second of 10 songs that we're playing. And Bernie Gourlay is here with us with his 10 songs that he would select to have on a deserted island. And so we're just two in, and that one was from John Fogarty. Centerfield, you sent some pictures before the show, Bernie, of you enjoying some AAA baseball, and that was down in New Mexico somewhere?
Yeah, it was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with my two daughters, Belle and Pearl. Just probably the best time of my time when I went to New Mexico last summer. We always go to the they're called the Albuquerque Isotopes now, but they used to be called the Albuquerque Dukes. So when Belle and I talk, whatever, it's still the Dukes. I'm going to go see the Dukes tonight. But anyway, it's about a 13,000-seat stadium. You get very up close and personal. There's not a bad seat in the whole place. The center field, left center all the way to right field, in the outfield is grass, and it's so people can do picnics up there, and
oh,
it's
nice.
On the grass. So if they get a home run, that's where you'll see it.
But, got a baseball in my potato salad.
And it's just a great atmosphere, and And I grew up watching the Albuquerque Dukes play. They're the farm system of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And so we saw a lot of great baseball players coming through there. And then they also had every year, the first game of the year would be the parent team, the real Los Angeles Dodgers against the Albuquerque Dukes.
Oh, wow.
And I forgot why they did that, you know, except to, you know, pack the place in for sure. But that was also a neat thing. But that's great memories. And that song by John Fogerty, Center Field, just hits it right on the mark. I listened to Van Hansen's talk a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about baseball and how he loves it and how it's in his blood. And that's kind of the same way I feel about that. And Center Field brings me right back.
Do you play baseball or did you play baseball? Do you have a baseball history
in
your world?
Yeah. I have played baseball all my life. Los Lunas, New Mexico is where I'm from, and it's a baseball town. And the history and the tradition and the, you know, the accolades that place has for baseball go back a long, long way. I guess I'll just have to tell you also that we had three state championships pretty much in my high school years, but this is the way it worked. My brother was a senior, state championship. I was a senior. We lost the state championship by one run. Oh. The next year, my brother Davey's a senior. They win the state championship.
Oh, no.
So two state championships and one runner-up is what I ended up with.
I'm sure you never hear about that.
But I'm real proud of them, that's for sure. That was a fun time.
What did
fun
you
time
play?
In my life. I played first base. I played left field. The position I always wanted to play was catcher, but we had really good catchers. Mm. But that's where I played basically. And at one point, my brother was shortstop, Freddie. He was a shortstop. Davey's a pitcher. So maybe they're the key players, those guys were.
Nice. Do you play softball here in town?
No, I don't. The first year I got here or so, it seemed like I played a little bit, but I just found some other real fun stuff to do in the summer, like fishing and hiking and that type of thing. So my softball career went south pretty quickly.
Well, what fishing and hiking do you like to do? We'll touch on that, what you've gravitated towards. What's your favorite hike around town?
Oh, gosh, I have a lot of favorites, but I'll have to tell you that the Beaver Lake Trail is Herring Cove, that whole thing. It's so beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
And it's got a nice little incline, but it's nice to do that. That's my favorite, I'll have to say. Yeah. Verstovia would be my next pick after that. But there's you can't go wrong on just about any of these trails. The Indian River is great for go walk with the dogs and, you know. But anyway, they're all really good.
Well, tell us about your dogs.
Oh, boy, I get to tell you about my dogs.
Yes, of course.
Great. We have my best friend in the world is Olive, and Olive is about almost 10 years old. She's a little terrier mix that I believe you've seen her before.
I know
you
Olive.
Know who Olive is. That's
I do.
Right. Okay, we're best friends for sure. And we also have a dog now that we're taking care of, but I believe we've pretty much adopted him, and that's Chai, and he's a lab. And they're great friends. Any walk is a lot of fun just watching them. So it's fun.
Excellent. Well, let's move on with the list of music. We've got a lot to get through. Before we jump into the next song, what did you think putting together a list of 10 songs that you would just have to stick with? Was it easy? Was it hard? Did you like it?
It was difficult. It was very difficult because in my head I changed the list an unbelievable number of times. And I thought, oh, gosh, you know, I think I better call Ken and change this. I thought, no, I can't do that to him.
I know.
He's already done the work. I better stick with what I got.
I didn't tell Rachel, but I did get an amendment email with some extras if we needed them.
Just in case.
If they float up in a little, in a little extra box, these are the ones that would come to the island.
Yeah, just depending on how generous you're feeling tonight, I guess. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And it really takes you back through some memories of some important times in my life. And music does that for you, and it inspires you. And that's that's what Bob Dylan says. You know, that's music's job, is to inspire you. I don't have the quote exactly, but he hit it right on right there. And that's what I feel about music.
When did you first start listening to music?
I will credit my sisters. I have three older sisters. I will credit them because there was not a time that we didn't have music going on at the house. And loud. Okay. and varied. That's what it was. It was varied. I remember there was a country and western time in our music in our house, and it was Bobby Vinton and all those, and then the Beatles, of course. I knew all the Beatles songs backwards, forwards, and inside out, and probably the Rolling Stones. But I definitely give my sisters credit for that. They had it going.
All right, what's next on the list is from CCR. What do you have to say about the Midnight Special?
Creedence Clearwater Revival was probably the first band that my brother Fred, who's a year older than me, he brought that music into the house. And he got into it so much that I had to get into it because he played it loud. And he went to see CCR, and stupid Bernie wasn't cool enough to go. And so he saw him a couple of times. I've never seen him, but they're still one of my favorite bands.
So the big brother influence.
Yeah.
I think everybody has a big brother influence song. Rachel?
Well, if they have a big brother.
If you have a big brother. Because you kind of get a football team. I have a big brother. That's the reason I like the Miami Dolphins is my older brother.
Right, yeah.
And then I think John Prine is my big brother music influence. Rachel, you have a big brother. Oh. What's your big brother hand-me-down music influence?
Oh, it's enormous, but probably the Stones for sure, but also Pink Floyd a few others, but yeah.
And then, so CCR, how'd you come up with this song? There must have been some others.
Yeah, there definitely was some others, but this one, I like, I'm not a musician at all. I've never played an instrument in my life, but I certainly appreciate people who can, and I've always loved it. Live music better than anything in the world, I think. And it just has a great beat. It's got great soul to it. And again, my brother Fred, he's the one who kind of first turned me on to, listen to what he's saying. Listen to what they're saying. He said this. It doesn't make sense, but he said this. And again, it just kind of captured me. And this, Midnight Special is just like that.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? By the way she wears an apron. Umbrella on the show. got the midnight special. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine ever loving light on me.
Song we were just talking about, The Doors here, and that was a wonderful version. And I don't know if anybody heard the Fresh Air from last week, but the keyboardist was on Fresh Air talking about how he wrote that particular song, Light My Fire, mm-hmm. or the keyboard part of that song.
Right. Wow!
And so if you didn't catch it, I'm sure you can find it online somewhere, and it's well worth the hearing that. So that was from The Doors. Right before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let me ask you first here about The Doors and how that made your list of 10 songs you would hope to have if you were stranded.
The influence there, without a doubt, is my wife, Terry. She is a huge Doors fan. She's seen The Doors in concert.
Now we've got to ask her about that.
She has seen The Doors in concert, and she's a huge Doors fan. And so that's, I heard the music, and I liked it, and I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it and loved it more when she gave me more insights and had that music around all the time.
Yeah.
So, well, many people in this town know and love your wife, Terry. She is such a wonderful part of this community. And I think she's a part of many families in this town because of the work that she does. So Maybe tell us a little bit about Terry and the works that she does.
She works for the Sitka Animal Clinic and does a wonderful job. She absolutely loves to work with animals and help them and help their owners, their parents. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of passion, compassion for them. And it's something she's naturally good at. She's just really good at it. She'll look for their well-being, and that's more important really than anything. Mm-hmm. She wants them to be safe. She wants them to be healthy. And, you know, I've lost count, absolutely lost count in the number of animals that she has brought to the house. and they were because she had to take care of them. No one else can take care of them but me. They've got to have, certain feedings at a certain time. They've got to be warm. They've got to be this. They've got to be that. And boy, I tell you, the menagerie that she has brought home has been unbelievable.
So just smile when a new one comes in?
I have a question or two, and they go to the wayside pretty quickly. They're not much of an issue at all.
So when you met Terry, did she have some pets?
She did, and she had a tarantula, I remember, which made her stand out. She had a pink-toed tarantula is what she had.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had a cat, and she, partnered up with that cat real quick, and, she told me how to take care of it. But that pink-toed tarantula is what she had. I remember that.
So where and when was this?
That was in New Mexico. I just got out of the Marine Corps. I'd been out. I was just starting classes at University of New Mexico, and my sister Gloria and Terry were actually best friends and had been best friends for years. I never knew of that at all because I was gone. And my sister had told me numerous times, "Hey, I got somebody you really would like to meet. I think you should meet her." And I, whatever, sis, whatever. But I love playing with her kids, Brian and Tara. And so I'd go to their house all the time. And one day, Terry was there for dinner. And as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah.
The rest is history with
just
a pink-toed tarantula.
Just one day she happened to be there.
Yeah.
Now, did that pink-toed tarantula give you pause? Not about Terry, but about your ability to deal with a pink-toed tarantula around?
No.
Any tarantula.
Right.
As long as it was in its little glass terrarium or whatever you call it. But she would bring it out and let it hop and jump, and that got me a little nervous.
Would you hold it?
I don't think I ever got to the point where I held it, but I wasn't real afraid of it after seeing it numerous times,
Would she ever set it on your shoulder?
No, she wasn't that cruel. Okay. And actually, she wasn't thinking of me. She was thinking of what would happen to the trash if I brushed it off. she didn't have me, my well-being in mind when she didn't do that. But she's a master at what she does. She just brings animals back to health, all kinds, reptiles,
yes,
birds, you name it. We've had a bat for a pet. We've had, a boa constrictor at some time. It's just a bunch of different menagerie animals.
Wow.
Well, the compassion is evident and so necessary when you work with pets and their families. I was happy that you specifically mentioned how wonderful she is with families, because everybody is involved when it comes to a pet, and especially the care of a pet.
And they are part of the family. Yeah. So
we'll be walking somewhere, we'll be at a store, we'll be at an event or something, and she'll point out somebody, "Oh, that's Puffy's dad. That's Rover's mom over there." That's how she relates to him. Okay. And people come up to her anyway at all times. "Oh gosh, Terry, thank you very much. You really did great. My little, Oliver is great," or whatever the case may be. So some good vibes there.
Yeah, in some ways we're all married to a celebrity in this town, aren't we?
Yeah.
We all are related to it. Everybody gets some.
My claim to fame.
Yeah, good. Well, your next song is from Eric Clapton. It's a tune right in the middle of things. So after this set, we're going to break out dessert.
Oh, great.
And so we'll get ready for dessert with a couple of songs. Tell me a little bit about the Eric Clapton tune that you chose.
Eric Clapton, this one is kind of like along the same way with the Midnight Special, kind of the same type of song. And 461 Ocean Boulevard is the album that's from. And this goes back to my days in the Marine Corps. My best friend is Mike Litton. He's from Blacksburg, Virginia. And we used to go to his house on long weekends. It would be like a six-hour drive or something, but it was just a beautiful Virginia area. And Eric Clapton, 461 Ocean Boulevard, played. We ran tapes through. We had those eight track.
We had
the 8-track at that time, and then we graduated to the little cassettes, and wore them out, literally wore them out, because it's just such the greatest guitarist, in my opinion, probably one of the greatest guitarists in the world. And once again, the lyrics, the beat, the whole thing just gets me going. I just feel really good about it.
So was this the boot camp era? You were in Virginia?
It was regular time now. But, boot camp, you don't listen to music. You don't. I'm sorry, Ken. I knew you were thinking about going in the summer, but you're not going to get any music over there, except the sound of your boots marching.
That kind of gives me a way that I haven't been.
Huh? Yeah.
It was in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and then we were there, probably I was there for about 3 years, and Mike was there for a better part of that. And him and I also had the great opportunity to go on a couple of cruises, a Mediterranean cruise and a Caribbean cruise together. And once again, we were inseparable, and music was always a big part of it. And Eric Clapton was always on the roll there.
Excellent. Well, we'll play this tune here from Eric Clapton, and we're listening to Bernie Gurley's 10 songs that he would take to an island if he were to be deserted and had only 10, and this here is one of them.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff. Say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say, I shot the sheriff, but I swear. I swear it was in self-defense. I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out in town fair. All of a sudden I see sheriff. So I shot him down. I said,
I shot the sheriff,
but I did not shoot the deputy.
got a fleet of honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll walk this land. Please take my hand. Let me tell you that. Here I go. You know that I'm loving you. In a garden of Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true?
In a gata de vita, which is Latin for "I'll have one more piece of pie, please." It is time for dessert, but we'll get to dessert here in just a minute. In a gata de vita from Iron Butterfly is what's up next. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. We've got Bernie Gourlay in the on the deserted island tonight, sharing 10 songs that he would bring with him if he were cast away. And so, Iron Butterfly, how'd that make your list?
Iron Butterfly, the long version, is what I would take with me to the deserted island. There's so much happening in that song. And there's so many, so many solos. The drum solo, wow! You know that, Ken.
Mm-hmm. How long is the long version? By the way, thank you for that. Was kind to bring the short version, or did I? How long is the long version?
You know, gosh, it's a whole side of an album.
I think it's like, is it 12 minutes or something?
I think it's longer than that. I think it's closer to 20.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think it's a whole side of an album. It's like, it would be six songs, like in a regular album.
Yeah.
But there were several.
Well, way to get the most bang for your minute with that tune. That's a good. And the drum solo, that's
another great. How do you beat that? And then in a deserted island to hear that. You know, when you got your little campfire going and stuff, I would just love that.
Well, that would be right. That would be time. That would be the time to dance, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Cause you gotta get up and do it.
It would be, and then the organ, and then the all of the solos. They each have a solo in there somewhere, and it all comes together and all blends together. But that was one of the songs that I heard a lot when I was growing up. It stuck with me. I like it. I like it a lot.
Did you play an instrument at all ever?
Oh gosh, Ken, I never have in my entire life, and I envy anybody who does, and I encourage anybody who doesn't when they're growing up to learn that. But I don't. No.
You mentioned that you love live music.
Absolutely.
Do you enjoy dancing?
Oh yeah. It might be a loose interpretation of what I do, but I move around. I've gone to a lot of concerts.
Some of your favorites.
I just so happen to have a list.
Oh, great!
Prepared.
Because I
I wanted to talk about this because it is my love of the music, and I've got a list, and I think I've got them all. I've got about 30 concerts that I've gone to.
Wow!
I saw Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper was my very first concert.
What a way to start!
And you know who was with him? Cheech and Chong.
Wow!
Cheech and Chong were like the warm up. So that was my very first.
How fun!
Alice Cooper was just on Fresh Air last week,
uh-huh.
and they were asking. Did he bite the head off of a bat? Did you see anything like that?
You know, he has such a show. Wow. Yeah, he did bite. I thought it was a lizard.
Oh.
That's what I thought it was.
Boy.
But maybe, I don't know. But
How old were you?
I was, again, this goes right after high school. I was out of boot camp. I had my hair like I had it is similar now. Hasn't been since. and one of my best friends, a couple of my best friends took me to Albuquerque and we went to see Alice Cooper.
Wow.
And then it just so happened I went to North Carolina after that, and about maybe 2 months later, guess who's in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Alice Cooper.
Did you see him again?
I saw him again, absolutely. So I saw the Edgar Winters Band, I saw the Eagles twice, Heart, The Cars, the Glorious Youth Parade. I have seen the Glorious Youth Parade numerous times. It made the list. I'm counting it, baby. I'm counting it.
All right.
The Isley Brothers. I've seen the Isley Brothers, War, the Beach Boys, Fleetwood Mac twice in Albuquerque.
Nice.
Let's see, Boss Gags,
nice.
10cc. I've seen Santana. The Scorpions was the last concert I went to in New Mexico before we came here. That was a great concert.
That's a rockin' concert.
Yeah. And we went to see Aerosmith in Anchorage on Terry's birthday.
Fun.
Yeah. That was fun. I saw Jefferson Starship. Jimmy Cliff. Cliff we saw. Willie Nelson, Jerry Jeff Walker, Lucky Dube. I don't know if anybody's heard him, but he was a great concert. Jerry Jeff Walker, Willie Nelson, and Merle Haggard were all together one evening, and I don't know what occasion that was, but it was great. Guess who else I saw? Ray Charles.
Oh, wow.
Ray Charles, yeah.
Lucky.
Where was that?
That was in Albuquerque, and it was a really interesting situation because the National Football League Players Association was having a convention in Albuquerque. Why Albuquerque? I have no idea. I have no idea, but they were. They were having their convention there. We met Jim Brown, the great Jim Brown. Nat Moore, we met a lot of, it was open to the public,
wow.
And the whole convention lasted about 4 or 5 days, and they had a concert every night. There was a concert, and one of those concerts was Ray Charles.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great. I've seen ZZ Top twice, Steely Dan, Tommy Rocker, and the last concert I've gone to was 2 years ago, Cage the Elephant. I went with Mike Mahoney and Mike Kimber and Matt Hunter from Mount Edgecombe High School. We were in Las Vegas for a conference, and we saw Cage the Elephant, so that was really cool.
And I haven't heard of Cage the Elephant.
I hadn't either. I hadn't either before, but it was good. It was a great concert. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, that is a nice list. I think I would have 15, maybe 12. Rachel?
I wouldn't have. I'd have like 10 maybe.
Wow. Well, that's an impressive list.
Oh, you ought to see Terry's list.
you
ought to see her list.
One day we
because I was like a late bloomer in this one. It was I didn't really go to any concerts when I was in high school. I missed the CCR ones I told you about, and gosh, I kicked myself in the butt. Another one I missed. I shouldn't even be talking about this. Paul McCartney in Phoenix, Arizona.
How could you?
I was at the University of New Mexico. I had a summer job, and it was the first day of the summer job.
Oh, no.
That was when the concert was. I mean, I couldn't miss the first day, but right now I wish I would have missed the first day. I'd have lost the job, but I'd have seen Paul McCartney and Wings.
That set you up on a path that led you here by being responsible and showing up. So a good lesson to teach everybody. So lemon meringue pie.
Oh, yeah.
Showed up here at the station tonight. Usually, just a recipe arrives in the hands of our guests. But, Bernie, you showed up with a freshly made, homemade lemon meringue pie.
Thank you.
I told Terry everybody brings the stuff, so don't tell her anything different.
I'll just say
I think you blew it.
Oh, I did.
I think you blew it.
We always get dessert. Always.
Everybody brings the stuff, not just the written stuff, the real stuff.
But wait a minute. When you came in, you said that you made the pie.
I better keep my story straight here, or I'll never be asked to be on the show again.
So we're going to post the lemon meringue pie recipe along with the show, and
it
so it'll
was
be available.
Delicious,
fantastic!
It was great. Lemon.
Terry, wonderful job.
Yes.
Lemon meringue. How'd that get to be your favorite? Always, recently?
Probably what goes back to the times my mom used to make lemon meringue pies, and it's not too sweet. I like the tartness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I was on a deserted island, that's what I'd like to have. I'd like to have some lemon meringue pie.
And the meringue being nicely
browned
with the peaks browned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, well, gotta love it.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't easy, but boy, you know, when you gotta do what you gotta do to impress your friends, I'll go the extra mile.
Thank you, Terry. Well, you mentioned your mom, and we talked a little bit before the show about your last name, Gourlay.
Yeah.
And actually, we were saying, you know, how do we make sure to say it correctly? And I you've probably been asked that more than once. So tell us a little bit about your last name.
My last name is Gourlay. You roll the R's. It's a French name. The name comes back in New Mexico history to the French fur trappers in Southwest America. That's where the Gourlay name first came in. But we are Hispanic with a French name. I'm not really sure how to explain that part. But a lot of times, you know, like if you look in the New Mexico or Albuquerque phone book, you'll find, you know, several pages of Gourlays.
Really?
And I've seen some in California, you know, but it's not a common name, but it's not an uncommon name. It's
right.
Not like Garcia or Hernandez, anything like that. But there's quite a few Gourlays.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then how many people in Sitka pronounce it accurately with the rolling R's?
Probably me. There's me, and there's Terry, and you know, not very many. I don't ask people too much. I don't ask too much of them. You know, just Gourlay is close enough. That's fine. Yeah, and I had a drill sergeant, First Sergeant Cowan, and he was he'd always pronounce my name Goral. You know, how he got Goral out of G-U-R-U-L-E, I'll never know, you know, but that's how you pronounce it. So I'd been with this first sergeant for, you know, 2.5 years. I was one of the old salty guys there, and, you know, and I don't know what prompted me, but one day I decided to tell him, you know, First Sergeant Cowan, it's Gourlay, it's Gourlay. And he said, yeah, I got it right. Corporal Goral, see you later. And, you know, like Goral, that's what he called me. So I'll answer just about anything this close.
Next song is from Van Morrison, and it's a song called Moon Dance. Tell me a little bit of this.
Oh, yeah. Van Morrison. This goes back to another one of my really good friends, David Aragon. We grew up together, then he moved to Santa Fe. Then we got together again when we were in college. Just a wonderful, wonderful person, backwards, forwards, and inside out. He's Bell's godfather. He passed away a few years ago, but he was a big Van Morrison fan. And in his Mustang, he had an old Mustang. That was always the first tape he put in, Van Morrison.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more morning dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Love.
Chrissy Sledge. We are on a deserted island with Bernie Gourlay, and he's chosen 10 songs that he would choose to have with him if he were cast away. We just have a couple more.
I have to say, Bernie, that song, I would imagine, would make you feel a little lonely.
Yeah, it definitely would. But boy, you know, talk about putting your heart and soul into a song. Percy Sledge does that. I mean, he just really comes all full heart with that. I just absolutely love that song. And I love the whole tune. I love the whole melody. And I love the message.
Yeah.
You know, it's excellent. Yeah.
Well, putting your heart and your soul into something, I think anybody that knows you knows that that's how you operate. Let's talk a little bit about your time on the island. When you were thinking about this, did you kind of imagine, well, you already imagined the island, the kind of island that you'd be on. How do you think you would approach solitude and if you were just there with nothing else to do? What do you mm-hmm. think would come of that with you?
I'm a people person, so it would be very difficult. I'm definitely a people person. I like solitude at times. I definitely appreciate it. I look forward to it, and I enjoy it when it's there. If it was the only thing I had, that would be very, very difficult to do that. But, you know, if I'm going on a deserted island and I have music with me, that's a friend too. That's a relationship. That's something that, you know, I can think about, and that would be a good partner to have on a deserted island.
Yeah.
Do you think you would build things, the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse type of a thing? Would you put your hands to work creating art or functional tools?
Yeah.
I would see myself trying
to do functional stuff. I would exactly the Swiss Family Robinson type thing. Figure a good way to get food, figure a good way to stay in shape. But I think that'd be pretty easy there, you know, mm-hmm. work out, you know, on the beach and run or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I love, you know, here's a guy from New Mexico, you know, never saw a beach in my life till I got older and moved on. But I love the beach. And I body surf. I can body surf pretty good. I won't brag very much about anything I do, but I'm really pretty good at body surfing with the opportunities I had. And so anyway, I would do that a lot. But functional stuff to make, you know, little luxuries of life is what I would probably concentrate on.
Mm-hmm. So you had a tune right before Percy Sledge there from Van Morrison, Moondance.
Oh yeah,
and Rachel mentioned how great it would be to have a song for the moon, because you'd mm-hmm. clearly be out in the elements, and the moon would certainly be a partner.
Yeah,
are you a night owl or are you a morning an early bird?
Definitely more of a night owl than I am a morning person. And the only thing I don't like about being in Alaska in the summer is that you have to wait up so long to see the stars, if you see them at all. Because I love to stargaze. I absolutely love to stare at the moon. I love to stare at the stars. So that would be a good advantage of being on a desert. I would get to know the stars pretty well.
Do you know your constellation names really well, or a little bit, or none at all?
Very little.
More of the beauty.
Just the beauty, yeah. Yeah, I'm not into the science very much about it. But I know beauty when I see it, and I know how to appreciate it.
We've got one more song on your deserted island.
No.
Oh, do we have two more? No,
yes.
I miscounted. Oh, I didn't miscount. We've got two more songs.
Okay.
So the next song is from Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This one, again, goes back to a friend. And this was a friend that Terry and I both had in New Mexico. He was from Jamaica, and his name is Kevin, mm-hmm. and he was really a nice, nice guy, a lot of fun, and he used to talk, he had that hugely thick Jamaican accent that we still talk about from time to time, and we had, Terry had Coca-Cola, you know, a case of Cokes or something in her, and he used to call them cola wine. Terry have plenty bottled of cola wine. Sounded like a darn commercial.
Oh, wow.
But that's the way the guy talked. But he was a lot of fun. Kevin Turner, yeah, I'd love
love to know what he's doing these days. But anyway, he, you know, he was pretty much into Jimmy Cliff. And I had heard him before, and I'd liked him. But liked him a lot more knowing Kevin, if you can put that together. Mm-hmm. You know, put those, that's why, yeah. I liked him more, yeah.
From the Heart of They Come, Jimmy Cliff tune, Many Rivers to Cross, and Rachel and I have just decided we're going to need to see that movie again.
Yes.
And check that out. Is that movie one of the reasons you selected that song? Do you know the movie?
It is. It is one of the reasons, yeah. And it's a wonderful story, too, and on top of a great soundtrack, and it's a really good story and of oppression and how he comes out of it and makes a life for himself in a very, very difficult situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned that organ, it seems to be in many of the songs that you chose. Did you do that on purpose? Is that,
no,
you have an affinity for organ music?
I would say that I definitely key into it, but I that wasn't my thought at all. And actually, if I had a thought, I like guitar riffs. I like jams. I like people to jam. I really do.
Well, we did start off with Keith Richards.
Yeah, yeah. Good. That's a good start for sure. But that's what I enjoyed the most about concerts. Going to concerts is you hear the songs that you're real familiar with and you like them. You know, like the Eagles. You know, Hotel California, and that. I mean, you know the song. Mm-hmm. But boy, when they go into their jams from there. Oh, that's heaven. That's a bit. I just absolutely love that and really enjoy that.
Yeah, and the excitement of having it live and not knowing exactly how they're going to play off each other. Seeing what they can do, and they're such great musicians, and how where are they going to take it?
And another thing with many rivers to cross is I've heard it recently, not recently, but not too long ago with the Glorious Youth Parade. And I think that's a song that David Volek sings, right? And was it Phil? I think it's David does that, right?
David does that. Phil helps out.
Yeah, but that's a great song. That
might
so
be
good.
Rivers of Babylon.
Rivers of Babylon. There you go. That's But, I remember probably last time that I heard that with the Glorious Youth Parade, it was already packed on the dance floor, but it got packeder. Oh my gosh, that brought people out. Boy, that was great. Wonderful, wonderful rendition.
Well, Bernie, kind of in the shortcut version, because we're nearing the end, and this is a question that could be answered and has been answered in volumes by people. But in the shortcut version, what is your philosophy of life?
I think my philosophy in life is enjoy life, enjoy relationships, enjoy nature, enjoy yourself. You don't know what the next day is going to bring. I think that would be the way I would say it.
All right. Let's talk about the last song that you have selected. It's number 10. It's the end. And does this song have a special place because it's number 10, was it the last one chosen, or is it the cream of the crop, or is it just happened to be number 10?
It's not number 10 as in number 10. It was going to be on my list no matter what list I gave you, Ken. And I had, as I mentioned before the show, I changed in my head numerous times, but that one never left. John Lennon, Imagine. It's just one of the greatest.
But I'm not the only one.
Bernie, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening.
It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for inviting. It was great talking to you, Rachel. That was a lot of fun. The pie was good, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Terry, thank you
for
the pie. And you know, Rachel, you just mentioned there at the end that the last couple of songs or a few songs in your list were very introspective, reflective.
Reflective
songs.
Yes, that's
for
what
you
I
to
call
spend
them,
some time.
Yeah, definitely reflective. And just a hope that that could come to pass one of these days. You know, it's not an in-your-face, you know, but you know the wish and the hope that it could happen at some time in our lifetime is still there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the wait is over. There is a ship on the horizon, and lo and behold, it's turning your way. You're rescued from the island.
Wait! I'm gonna get three more songs. I want to throw three more songs in there. Hurry! wait!
Stay offshore for a while.
I'll meet you at the other side.
Man, still overboard.
Excellent list, Bernie. And
I'm
glad that you enjoyed the experience, and I'm glad that you shared the experience.
And thank you again, Ken and Rachel. That was fun.